Part 2. "Are there any more letters or reports, Tom?" asked Bishop O'Malley.
"One more, Bishop," Father Martini, the bishop's secretary, replied. "It was delivered by hand last night in a St. Jerome University envelope marked personal. I don't think I should open it."
The bishop tore open the envelope and extracted 6 handwritten sheets. He took one look at the signature, muttered, "I don't think I know this person, or have ever heard of her," and handed the letter back to Tom. "Read it and tell me what it's all about."
"It's from a Mrs. Lisa Holloway," Martini began, after quickly scanning the 6 pages. "Her husband, his first name is Martin, is an assistant professor of chemistry at St. Jerome University, has been there 3 years. He is apparently an older man. When I first met him," she writes, "he lived a life without God and served mammon. With the help of the Holy Spirit, I was able to lead him into the true Catholic Church and to make him dedicate himself to educating the young." The bishop made a sound, whether chuckle or groan was hard to tell. But when Martini looked up, he only said, "Go on, Tom."
"And now the chemistry faculty and the department chairman have unanimously recommended that his contract not be renewed, and Father Zimmerman, the president, refuses to intervene."
"Of course," said the bishop.
"But," continued Martini, "she writes that her husband's only fault, I am quoting, sir, is that they are good Catholics, and he is the victim of a rampant anti-Catholic conspiracy at St. Jerome University. It isn't only," she writes, "that my husband is being fired when 3 men who are much younger, Hertzfeld, Abercrombie, and Yamanaka, hardly good Catholic names, are being reappointed to tenure-track positions. A few months ago, to the great shock and pain of all good Catholics on the St. Jerome faculty, the associate dean of the law school, Father Brunner—"
"That old windbag," interjected the bishop.
"A distinguished canonist, an experienced administrator, and a pillar of the true faith, was pointedly passed over, and a Jewish tax lawyer who is only interested in saving the rich money was appointed law school dean." "And then," said Martini, "she goes on to say that the university is being given over to domination by heretics and unbelievers and Jews, with the full connivance."